Texans Huddle continues its summer road trip out in Katy at Topgolf. Hi, everyone, and welcome into this week's edition of Texans Huddle. We are here at the Charitable Unforgettable Party,
hosted
by this guy right here, former Houston Texans Wade Smith. And wow, it is definitely a party. You've got some turnout here tonight.
Yes, it is. And we have all 34 bays sold out here at the third floor of Topgolf in Katy. And it's going to be an awesome event, a partnership between the Wade Smith Foundation and the Charitables organization.
Tell us a little bit about both, specifically starting with the Wade Smith Foundation, what you guys do and how many people, kids specifically, that you benefited.
The Wade Smith Foundation was started in 2012, and it's a foundation that's main focus is childhood literature and then education. And so this actual event is going to be raising money for our Smitty Scholarship portion of our foundation. At this point, since 2012, we've given out right at $60,000 worth of scholarships to kids in Houston and Dallas. And so this event, since it's 713, it's July 13th, we're actually donating all of the proceeds to this event to kids in Houston, outgoing seniors in the Houston area. So really looking forward to an awesome event. The Charitables is actually in a foundation that was created to specifically help Houston athletes with their foundations. And so they've done stuff with J.J. Watt. They've done stuff with Garrett Graham and myself, amongst other things. And so this is just the second time we've gotten together to do an event, and we're really looking forward to it.
Well, and you've done different events. This is your first time out here golfing. Are you a golfer? And really, there's, you know, I know a lot of your teammates do, but a lot of them don't.
Right. Actually, I wouldn't say I'm a golfer. I started early this year in January. I got the bug. I have it bad, and so I golf any chance I get. I'm halfway decent right now. At the same time, I'm really competitive, so I want to get really good. And so hopefully I have a good showing today.
All right, let's go check out what some of his former teammates and some other celebs are doing here at Topgolf tonight.
Going to be a blast. There's a lot of good energy here, a lot of fun people. I wouldn't call myself a golfer. I attempt to golf. So, you know, this is going to be perfect practice for me, but I'm looking forward to it.
It means everything. You know, first and foremost, Wade's a great human being, a great friend of mine. So whatever he's involved in, I'm here to support it. You know, his foundation and their cause is to help the youth. And so I think that's everything. You know, our youth is the most important thing there is to help push our, you know, side and push our world forward. So whatever I can do to help, you know, I'm not a great golfer, but I'm out here, you know, having fun. The city of Houston did a great job of showing out. It's a sold out event. So it's always fun, you know, to be able to support my guys, have them support me. You know, that's what it's all about, giving back to the community.
Is there anybody's swing you're kind of anxious to see?
It's always fun to watch Ben Jones swing a golf club. You got to get it on tape. It's pretty good.
All right, we're on it. Now, would you classify or consider yourself a golfer?
I'm getting there. I'm working on it. About 2 years ago, I'd say I was the worst golfer ever, but I'm getting better. I've worked hard on it. Garrett's helped me a lot. I play with him a couple days a week. I'm a natural. It's coming back from the baseball days.
A little birdie told me that you are freshly back from Scotland.
I am, yeah. I just got back from Scotland, played 8 rounds and 9 days, so quite a bit of golf. But I think our team should do pretty good today.
So you're kind of the front runner. This team is a little bit stacked. 8 rounds and 9 days in Scotland. I don't think anybody's got that kind of credential.
Or I'm really tired and I might do really bad, so who knows.
Anyone's swing specifically that we should kind of be on the lookout for?
You know, I've helped Garrett a lot with his swing, and I've noticed that he's been coming along really well, hitting the ball well. So I might not be the best golfer, but I'm a heck of a teacher. So if you want to watch Garrett Graham swing the clubs, I had a lot to do with helping him out there.
Boy, guys like Garrett Graham, this guy's got it going on here. Some of them can play, some of them can't. We knew that.
Garrett is our ringer. And as you can see, he is at the bay next to mine. So whatever scores he gets are going to be tabulated into mine. And then we're going to switch them just so we make sure that I win.
Yeah,
but don't tell anyone.
It doesn't really work that way. But how fun is it for you? You know, you're not playing anymore, but you've got some of your former teammates, some of the young guys on the team. How fun is it and how important is it to you to still be able to contribute, I guess, in the Texans' name?
It's awesome. You know, the fact that so many guys come out to support this event and support – The kids of Houston, it's awesome. It's just a credit to the Texans organization and the type of guys that they bring in. And at the same time, it's almost like a family reunion of former Texans that are going to be here. The Glover Quinns and the Travis Johnsons and Chester Pitts of the world are going to be here, along with the guys that are currently there, the Dwayne Browns, the Garrett Grahams, the Ben Joneses, and the like of that nature. So it's an awesome event, and I'm really thankful for those guys coming out and supporting.
All right, we'll have more with Wade a little bit later on the show. Right now we have to take our first time out, but don't go anywhere. We'll be back with Drew Doherty to continue our Meet the Coaches summer tour. Stay with us.